Dear parent or carer, I have really enjoyed my first term at the Wilnecote School. It has been fantastic getting to know the students, staff, parents and carers that make up this school community. As you will see from our Christmas edition of the Wilnecote Warbler, it has been a busy term with lots of events and celebrations. We held our awards evening on the 20th of October, welcoming over 100 students and their families. Awards were given to students for academic achievement and effort within each subject area, as well as overall prizes for sporting prowess and academic excellence. It was lovely to welcome back members of our previous Year 11 who had excelled in their summer exams and thriving in their post-16 destinations. Our Children in Need fundraising event raised over £900 for charity and included a student-led Staff Bush Tucker trial, which was held in the school hall for the entertainment of our students. There were some really revolting combinations of food concocted by our junior leadership team and other volunteers, which staff forced down in the name of charity. On Friday, the 15th of December, we merged our annual Christmas Jumper Day with our Christmas Food Bank donation. I was delighted with the response from our students, as not only did the Christmas jumpers give the school a really festive feel, but also over 34 bags of food were collected. Our donation will be with the food bank in time for Christmas. We will be holding rewards events on Wednesday, the 20th of December, with students who have received the most VP points being rewarded with a cinematic experience during lesson time. This term, there have been over 300,000 VP points awarded by staff in recognition of their work in class. I have been so impressed with our students' approach to their lessons and their determination over this term. During this term, there have been 14 headteachers' letters of commendation for some exceptional examples of students showing pride in their work, respectfulness, and kindness to others. We have had some excellent feedback from students on our new catering providers, with many students telling us that there has been a real improvement in the quality of food available. We do want our students to get some fresh air during break time and lunch time. We are limited in the amount of inside space, so please ensure that students have a warm coat to wear. Those choosing to stay inside must maintain a quiet and calm atmosphere at social times, or they will be asked to go outside where they can let off steam. Well done to our Year 11s, who no doubt will be looking forward to the Christmas holidays after 2 weeks of mock exams. We are all very proud of their preparation and how they conducted themselves during these important assessments. These papers will provide a launching point for the final run into their summer exams. Teachers will be providing feedback on areas to develop and focusing on filling gaps in knowledge, exam technique, and any misconceptions in the lessons to come. Year 11 students, led by our junior leadership team, will be starting their fundraising activities for their Year 11 prom. In trying to cut down on the costs associated with school proms, we are seeking support from our community to make any funds raised go that little bit further. If you, or anyone you know, provides goods or services that could be donated or discounted for this event, please get in touch. I would like to take this opportunity to update you on a number of developments that will be taking place in the new year. School communication with parents is really important, and in the interests of further improving this, we will be establishing a new application that will provide a platform with one central login for parents to access the variety of applications such as Parent Pay and Go for Schools. We hope to be launching this in the new year, and after the initial setup, this application should speed up your access to important information. In addition, we are aiming to replace the reward and behavior module that is provided by Go for Schools with one called Class Charts. I will be writing to you in the new year concerning opportunities for student, parent, and staff training, so this transition is smooth. The new year will see the start of significant investment in our facilities, including the resurfacing of some of our tennis court areas and the redecoration of the design and technology facilities. We will also see the commencement of a rolling program that will see the complete modernization and refurbishment of our specialist science classrooms over the next 4 years. It is hoped that at least two of these will be completed this academic year. We all welcome this investment as we strive to further improve the learning environment for our students. We are also launching a half-termly safeguarding update for parents. you will receive our safeguarding newsletter via your parent pay email address, and we hope you find this communication useful in raising awareness and providing advice on a range of safeguarding topics. I would like to thank you for your support in ensuring our uniform code is followed. We have had many visitors to our school over the term and all have commented on our students' uniform. As the winter gets increasingly colder, we have seen an increase in students wearing jumpers under their blazers. Please remember that these must be black V-neck jumpers and not be round neck or of the sweatshirt variety. Jumpers are to be worn in addition to their blazer, not as a replacement. School will close for the end of term at 12:30 p.m. on Friday, the 22nd of December. If you consent to your child leaving school at this time, then please complete the attached consent form by the close of school on Tuesday, the 19th of December. Where no consent is given, students will remain on site until 3 p.m. Please follow this link to give consent. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year. Yours faithfully, Mr. Foskett, Headteacher.